So was that a good afternoon in the office for you?
Yeah, it's a pretty inexperienced horse, so I'm delighted with the win, and it's a really nice show to come. It's local to me, so I won the Grand Prix here last year, so it's a great win.
Do you approach a competition like that in a different way to you would, for want of a better term, a standard show jump competition?
Yeah, it's a unique class. It's five big jumps. It starts off relatively small, which gives the horses some confidence. It gets bigger every round, but it's a really good good class to get good experience with the horse, get them in the ring many occasions. And mine grew in confidence every round he jumped. So, I'm delighted with him.
I mean, that final 1.7-metre fence must be a bit daunting for a relatively inexperienced horse, though.
Yeah, I think the triple bar, the penultimate fence, gets you going quite forward because it's a real wide oxer. And it gets you fairly onward going, and then you have this huge vertical to finish, so you need really good control of your horse. If they're running away after that fence, 9 times out of 10, you're going to knock the last fence down, but luckily mine's really responsive, and he waded up nicely for me. And okay, he had a touch on the last, but like you said, it's 1.70 meters, so they're probably allowed a little rub.
Excellent, and he went clear in the final round. Does that give an extra level of sweetness to the win?
Yeah, I think it does. It's a job well done. I'm really pleased with how he's performed. Few quid in my pocket and a win under my belt, so yeah, good day so far.
What are your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Keep winning would be nice. The Grand Prix tomorrow, I won last year, like I said, so that's the one I'm aiming for, so hopefully it goes well tomorrow evening.
So this sets you up nicely for that?
Yeah, okay, it's a different horse. I'll ride tomorrow, but yeah, gives me some confidence anyway going into tomorrow.